Hey guys, this is Shru and you are listening to Bioscope. In this episode, we are going to learn and admire the master hoarders, the squirrels. So squirrels are a very broad category for small to mid-sized rodents. And there are so many varieties of squirrels. The tree squirrels, the ground squirrels, chipmunks also fall under squirrels. But today, we will only be discussing about the tree squirrels. And this is because we as humans, we interact with them the most. So tell me, what comes to your mind when you think of a squirrel? Brown in color, long bushy tail, invading trash cans or digging holes in your vegetable garden, right? But that is only a very small and narrow view into the diverse world of squirrels. Because there are over 100 varieties of just tree squirrels, and most of them are not even habituated to humans, and most of them do not live amongst us. But I'm sure you've spotted at least one squirrel in your lifetime. And that's because you can find squirrels in 6 out of the 7 continents in this world, except Antarctica. They're literally everywhere. But natively, they were only found in 5 continents, and we as humans introduced them to Australia. Not sure if that was the best idea. But how did these squirrels spread out to so many continents, and how do they continue to survive till this date? Let's find out. So the earliest fossil evidence for squirrels dates back to 36 million years ago. Yep. And it was found in Northern America. And scientists also found fossil evidence for 30 million years ago in Europe. But how did they get from Northern America to Europe? Nobody really knows. But those were the days when there was easy land passage between the two continents. And eventually, they also ended up in Africa. And that was around the time when Africa was an island continent that attached itself to Eurasia. So they literally made their way everywhere. But as a species, they started to diversify only about 11 million years ago, especially in the Southeast Asian region. But just to give you a comparison of how long back that was, we humans actually existed in this planet only from 6 million years ago. So these squirrels, they've been here for a long time, and they continue to adapt and survive with the changing climates and changing times. So when you see a squirrel in your backyard, usually I'm guessing it would be in the morning times because they are diurnal and they are most active in the early morning hours. But have you ever wondered, where do they go at night? Where do they live? Now, tree squirrels, as the name suggests, obviously live in trees. So they do live on top of trees. They build something very similar to a bird's nest, and it's called a dray. But here's an interesting fact. So the squirrels are extremely good at organizing their nuts, but not so much when it comes to their nest. They are so messy with their nests that some of them move almost every month. Some get lazy and occupy abandoned bird nests, and some others occupy the tree dens, the holes in the trees. It's very hard to see a squirrel like that unless you go into a wooded area or for a hike. As you might know, the primary food source for these squirrels is nuts. You might have seen one with an acorn running around. But you should also know that they are extremely good hoarders of these nuts. And this is a survival mechanism, because squirrels do not hibernate like other animals. So if they have to survive the winter, they have to stash their nuts, because trees only produce nuts once every year. And the way they do this is extremely smart. So these squirrels are scatter hoarders, meaning they scatter their nuts and bury them under the ground. So it's not like they just simply cast a wide net and they bury everything that they get. No, not really. In fact, scientists have found a very interesting behavior of these squirrels. So what they do, once they get a nut, they examine it, they inspect it. Just like us, when we go to a supermarket, let's say we buy an avocado, we press it, we look for the quality, we understand if we have to use it immediately or can we store it for longer. Now, the same way the squirrels use paw manipulation to see if the nut is fresh, if it is of good quality, is it something that has to be eaten immediately, or can it go into the stash? They think about nuts so much, especially in the fall season because winter is coming, that their brains actually get bigger. They have increased neuronal connections And scientists have studied squirrels' brain size through the year and found that during the fall, their brain size actually increases and goes back to their regular size during the rest of the seasons. Isn't that amazing? And this is why the squirrels have excellent spatial memory, because they have to find the nuts that they bury. In fact, squirrels bury hundreds of nuts every season. It's not that they remember every single nut, but they do catch hold of most of them. And the ones that they forget about eventually become trees sometimes, or they go into the soil as compost. Either ways, they are giving back to the environment. Now, the way the squirrels identify their nuts is that they have a mental map of the wildlife region where they've buried the nuts. And once they get to the region, then they use their sense of smell to sort of dig out the buried nuts. But they're kind of sneaky in that way. It's not like they all work as a team. It's not that the squirrel is one big family that they bury the nuts together. In fact, they're extremely solitary in nature. They're very territorial. And they sometimes sneak in and get other squirrels' nuts and rebury them in a new place so that they have extra stash. Now, interestingly, even after they have enough stash for their winter, they continue to, you know, rebury the nut again and again in different places. And scientists mostly think that this is to update their mental nut map so that they continuously remember where everything is. So they keep practicing. Now, as I mentioned before, these squirrels are extremely territorial. They don't like working as a team. And they're extremely vocal about it, in fact. So they make these noises to indicate to the other squirrels that it's their territory. In fact, they use their tail to do that as well. Usually when you see a squirrel wagging its tail, don't think they're friendly. They're actually intimidating you. Or they're showing their frustration that you are in their territory. But sometimes when they do a very good flag-like movement with their tails, along with sounds, that's usually a warning to the other squirrels about a predator. Now, these long bushy tails can do so much more. Squirrels can fall 100 feet without injuring themselves. They can jump from tree to tree. But their tails play a role in this. They help them balance as they land. And not just that, they use their tails to protect them from rain and snow as well. You might have seen it yourself if you just observe them in the backyard when it's raining or when it's snowing. While I was researching this topic, I came across a very exciting video that shows exactly how smart the squirrels are in terms of spatial memory, in terms of their climbing skills. I've attached the link to the video in the description box. So if you step out in your own backyard or you go to a park, you can of course see these squirrels. But did they always exist among humans? Not really. In fact, that also is because of us. At least in Northern America. I'm not sure about other countries. But the urbanization of squirrels actually started somewhere between the 1840 and 1860 because, well, the government thought, oh, the parks look nicer with some squirrels running all over. So they actually introduced these squirrels that were actually pets. And they were given food and nesting resources as well. And that's how these squirrels started being habituated to us humans. And over time, in fact, they are so habituated to us, they do not run away when they see some humans. In fact, a study found that in New York City, with such busy sidewalks and humans walking all over, the squirrels don't even react to them. This is actually a big downside that they are so habituated to us in living in the urban areas. Because an average of 41 million of them get killed every year because of car accidents. And we can't blame them. Because their natural instinct is to move in a zigzag pattern when they see a predator. And this is to confuse them. So whenever a car approaches them, they think, oh, you know, there's a predator. Let's just move around randomly. And they get hit. It's really saddening. Sometimes we don't realize the amount of impact we have on other creatures. And this is one great example. In addition, they also found in India that the palm squirrels are using plastic bags and plastic threads to build their nests with. Now, how can we prevent this from happening and how can we make sure that we live sustainably as well as protect the wildlife around us? This is not by feeding them. No, not at all. In fact, I would strongly recommend you do not feed the squirrels because then they lose their instinct of fear against humans. And this can come up as a harm to them as well. Also, if you start giving them food, they can become aggressive when they don't get food anymore. Instead, what we can do is actually grow trees that have nuts or berries in them so that they have their natural food source. Or you can simply observe them. Next time you see a squirrel in your backyard, don't just walk away. Just observe what they're doing. And I hope your perspective about them is a little different after this podcast. I would love to hear about your own personal experiences with squirrels and what kind of encounters you had with them in your backyard. You can connect with me on Twitter, Instagram, or email me at bioscope.podcast@gmail.com.